You need a new TV show. All right, how about MASH? Or After MASH? It's never been a better time to get into MASH. Actually, the only better time to get into MASH is like during a rain delay from a baseball game. And they're like, well, it's going to be raining here for a while, so we're going to cut away and show some episodes of MASH, I guess. We'll keep checking it. I mean, that's what it was for all the Giants games anyway. They're always like, here's some MASH, or This Week in Baseball, or like a best of Johnny Carson bits. Johnny Carson dressed up like Karnak doing dumb shit for half an hour. Only thing you can talk about is Siege. What about Black? I mean, you know, Black Ops 4. 3 hours? Was it 3 hours? 3 hours away. 3 hours away for this Call of Duty. Y'all getting this Call of Duty? How's that N-Gage? Bad. I was happy to go back to it. It was bad, but also not as bad as maybe I thought it would be. I don't like it was not quite as suck ass as I remember, but not a great experience. The games were not awesome. Been on strike. I've never been in a union. There's been a couple of hotels in the area, and people have been striking in front of it for the past week or so. And they don't say why they're striking. I mean, you could guess, right? It's like, okay, people are not being treated fairly by these establishments. Like, you know, it's easy to understand why a group of people may strike, but it doesn't say like which group of people it is. Is it just everyone who works for the hotels? Is it a specific subsection? I don't know if it's the full union. I don't know how that works. And why is it unfair wages? Is it like usually a union wants something and these signs just say on strike with no further information? I feel like I want information. Like y'all are maybe tepid for the Call of Duty as a group, I guess. How do you help people on strike, or is it just to spread awareness? Well, you help people on strike by not going to the establishment. Which it worked. There's a Starbucks in one of those hotels that sometimes I go to, and there's a bunch of people out on strike on it, and I was like, well, I'm not going in there. You forgot it was coming out. Yeah. Yeah, it's out tonight. I just pre-ordered it, so I guess I'll try to get home and start downloading it. There's talk of a 50 gig patch, which the pre-order, the preload is like 48 gigs, so I don't know how big the full install is. I'm curious about it. I don't know. Didn't really love what I played of the competitive multiplayer, and zombies has never been for me. So, kind of comes down to the battle royale stuff, which that beta seemed fun. I never finished that Red Bull Sparrow stuff in Destiny 1 either, because it fucking sucked.
We play all day. This is where they came from.
Salute the sample.
Rock top fashion, same shit changed, except the number. mil off the single. For real, that shit's too crazy. You ain't phasing up amazing. Uh-huh. While your gun's raising, mine is blazing. Uh-huh. See, so you wanna see me on talking sweetness, taking for weakness, elite quick. Rock up, rock up, fella, bad boy, collabo. MC with mad don't you know?
Niggas skip the ball cause we mad at doors. Snatch the P89s that we pack in the drawers. And we clap the doors at your actor roars. Snap like camera roars on amateurs. Make you all dance, hold a hammer to yours. Chicken bang, rock ice, no cracks and floor. Everybody got a fucking play back to yours. Run up in your crib now, crack your doors. Watch the real players live, it's a habit to floss. Play the charts like the Beatles, y'all adapt the laws. And toast Chris Dale on behalf of y'all. Too bad for y'all. Ain't too many as bad as yours. Truly do we keep laughing, y'all. The best, y'all.
We hit makers with acres, roll shakers in Vegas. You can't break us, lost chips on Lakers. Gassed off Shaq. Country house, tennis courts, and horseback. Riding the side and crack crab or lobster. Who say monsters don't prosper? Niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars. Me, I'm critically acclaimed. Slip past your brain, reminisce on day two. Gucci used to sing when we rock house pieces and puffy Gucci links. Now we buy homes in unfamiliar places. Tito smile every time we see our faces. Cases catch more than outfield doors. Half these rapping cats ain't seen more. Couldn't score if they had point game. They name, speak my name, I make them dash like Dane.
Also, man, there are a lot more N-Gage games left. We could do another 2 hours easy.
I'm PJ Destructo.
But it would probably be scraping bottom on a lot of that stuff. I'm curious about Call of Duty, which came out there.
Right now, Destructo AMF. At Destructo AMF.
But it was like a, Call of Duty 2-ish era Call of Duty.
Right now, it's All My Friends Radio on Diplo's Revolution.
N-Gage suffered just because all those games kind of ran like shit and didn't play well, and the initial hardware was bad. The QD was better, but not better enough. And the performance was just pretty rotten. So it's like, on one hand, you're like, man, it's crazy that this phone can play like a full version of Tony Hawk. but not necessarily at a frame rate that you're going to feel good about. Of course, having just played through that PS1 game, that game did not run outstandingly well either.
You want to switch him, and if the calf comes straight over, that's a rule violation, and it will end up being a no time for Chase Johnson.
Oh, Chase, come on.
So a no time for Chase Johnson. The yellow flags came out pretty immediately on that run. So that'll move us to Jake Pratt, Kate Swore, Riley Pruitt, Tyson Durfee, the last four. Jake Pratt, who is headed to his first finals rodeo, the next man to ride in. He's fourth in the world.
Fourth in the world.
They're all world champions. Hanching Tubb Cooper and Tyson Durfee, who's also here tonight.
Tyson Durfee is a pretty good
first-time
name.
First-time ranked Ring of qualifier in the number four spot. Grew up in Ellensburg, Washington, the home of the Ellensburg Rodeo.
Those aren't SD cards. They're MMCs, I think.
Jake's been a really good roper for a long time. This year he broke through. Box his horse forward a couple of times. Backs the sorrel up in the corner of the box. Making string in his mouth. Nods. Here he comes. Black, white face calf runs from my right to my left. The calf was pulling away as Jake Pratt reached out. And Jake Pratt comes up with an empty loop in a no time. With three ropers to go and the first seven of the night done, right now Corey Solomon's winning third at $1,389 with a time of 18-3 and a broken barrier. Cooper Martin is winning the round with a 9-1. Ben Robinson is second with a 10-3. Corey Solomon is third with an 18-3. Cooper Martin knows he's going to get a check. And here comes Kate Swore. You probably know the story of Kate Swore in 2018. Rodeo in Casper, Wyoming, he broke his arm. His right arm, the hand that he ropes with. Came back about a month later in Gooding, Idaho, the first rodeo back. He won the rodeo with a 7-9. He's a new dad. Beautiful lady he's married to. That's to be a former Miss Rodeo Colorado. So Kate Swore, a brand new dad. And a seven-time regular national finalist on his way. Black calf, runs straight. Kate Swore got it on him. Hits the ground running. Can't stand him when he gets to it. Has a little trouble getting flanked. Now he's on his side. One wrap, two wraps. He's done. It's a time of 9-3. That'll put him second. Kate's going to get a check with two ropers left. From Winnie, Texas, Kate Swore. Cooper Martin from Kansas, 9-1. Kate Swore, 9-3. Ben Robinson from Canada, 10-3. And Corey Solomon from Texas with an 18-3 is sitting fourth right now with Riley Pruitt and Tyson Durfee. Still we go. So now to the 23rd ranked tie-down roper in the PRCA.
That's me.
Year.
I'm the 23rd ranked
Riley
tie-down roper.
Here in Nebraska.
The PRCA.
The second generation superstar roper.
Yep.
The average winner at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, Riley Pruitt. won the first go round, the medal roundup. I remember calling him up, said, so what's your plan? He said, I'm not gonna get real excited. He said, I'm too far out to make it to the NFR and see what I can do on my second one here in Pendleton, and then I'm heading home and gonna go see my family. That's exactly what he did. Didn't have any good luck in the second one, unfortunately. Here comes Riley Pruitt. Maya got the barrier, doesn't matter, he missed the calf. No time. Well, they caught four, and Corey Solomon is one run away from maybe placing fourth with an 18-3. Cooper Martin, 9-1, Cates Moore, 9-3, Ben Robinson, 10-3, Corey Solomon, 18-3. And the last man to ride into the roping box is a businessman and a dad.
That's
and the
me.
World champion, Tyson Durfee, Weatherford, Texas. He's riding his great horse, Nico. The very first champion of the tie-down roping event at RTTPC American, Tyson Durfee. Wearing pink on Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night, as Tyson always does.
What a guy.
So Tyson Durfee getting ready to ride in. This horse is cool. You've heard the story a bunch of times, but that first
cool
year
horse,
he
it's
won
a
the
robot.
American, he won $100,000. He's
made entirely out of metal. Horse.
Horse turned around and won him a world title back in 2016. He's third in the world right now. $126,000 for the year. Here he comes. Black calf runs straight. All Tyson Durfee needs to do is rope him, flank him, and tie him. Got him on his side, strings the top front like this. It's going to be fast. Tyson Durfee, 9-1. He's going to split first in the round.
Oh, my God. He's going to split first in the round.
That'll bump Corey Solomon out of the money. That'll tie Tyson with Cooper Martin. They'll each win $2,431. And give themselves an inside track to having a chance to come back and rope again on Saturday.
I would love to rope on Saturday.
Cooper Martin.
Look at me. Born to rope.
Kane Swore with a 9-3 third. That's worth $1,389. And Ben Robinson from Canada in the number four spot with a time of 10.3. That's worth $695. So two events in the books. Taylor Broussard was 82.5 in the bareback riding tonight. Tyson Durfee and Cooper Martin, both 9-1 in the tie-down roping. And we're go. The Bulldog is coming up. We've got a little mutton busting in the arena. We'll take
A little bulldogging, a little mutton busting.
American Pro Rodeo Finals from Pro Rodeo
always
Line and Rural
busting
Radio.
Muttons around
we'll
here.
Continue in just a moment.
Look at me. I'm a mess.
Forum Report with host Ty Morgan, commentator John Phipps, farm director Al Pell, and meteorologist Mike Hoffman.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. You can hear us Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Sundays at 8 a.m. Eastern right here on World Radio Channel 147 on Sirius XM.
U.S. Farm Report. Trusted. Timely. Tradition.
Think about it. You've got some great photos on your phone, but what are you doing with them? If you don't have
jacking off
yet,
to them.
You...
Wait, what? Trick question. You got me. I didn't say that. God damn it.
For free, you get free 4x6 photo prints a year. All you pay is a small shipping charge. You can even
print out my photos
for next to nothing.
All right.
It's easy. Just select the photos you want to print, whether they're on your phone or on Facebook or Instagram. Choose the sizes, and you're done. Your premium quality free prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. With more than 100,000 five-star reviews,
can they be
free
of an adult
of favorite
nature
apps.
Of a, like a, like a 18 or 18 plus, like a,
real professional
like a hard R? Can these be a hard R? Can these pictures be a hard R?
No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. Go to freeprintsnow.com to get the app and your 1,000 free prints. That's freeprintsnow.com.
This is Sean Hayden. Every weekday afternoon, we keep the discussion going on Rural Radio 147, beginning with Agri Talk with Chip Florey at 2 Eastern. Then at 3 Eastern, join Brian and Darren Hefty for Ag PhD Radio, followed by Shark Farmer Radio with Rob Sharkey at 4. Then it's time to get real and get connected with me on Real Ag Radio, now at 4:30 Eastern. It's a full afternoon.
Get real and get connected.
Tricks to boost yields and keep you informed.
Writing's on the wall.
At 2 p.m. Eastern, weekdays on Rural Radio 147 and the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to Waco, Texas, in the All-American Pro Rodeo Finals. I'm Steve Kenyon. A little mutton busting about to take
place in
the arena tonight here in Waco. And the scare wrestling will follow the mutton busting. And as you probably know, a week ago, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association announced, along with the American Quarter Horse Association and the Women's Professional Rodeo Association,
I already know that,
its Horse of the Year award winners on the timed event side.
It's me, Horse of the Year.
Among those Horse of the Year award winners in the scare wrestling, Tyler Pearson, the reigning world champion.
It's a weird name for a horse.
Second straight year, the horse that he owns, along with fellow Wrangler National finalist Kyle Irwin, the horse called Scooter, named the Horse of the Year in the full body business
called
of the BRCA.
Scooter.
I talked to Tyler Pearson about that win and the second time yet Scooter is named the Horse of the Year, is what he had to say.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's, that one's been, he's got to see all my success. You know, he's like a blend of runners, and he gives everybody a chance. He's just so easy, you can run him on. Like the like that Apache kind of film style the other day, and then we went to the Pasadena where Wag was 3-3, you know, and he's just good at all different setups.
You know, there are a lot of horses that I hear guys say that about, but there are a lot that I don't. Is that part of what makes him special, that he can handle everything from Pendleton and Cheyenne to the basketball court at the Thomas and Mack?
Yeah, you know, that I think so. It makes it where you just don't have to worry about, you know, what you're going to get on there, no matter where you're going. You know, whatever the situation is, he's good at it, or he's good in that situation. And that's a big relief. You know, I have that little bay horse that kind of took some runs. We called him Bobby this year. We rode him, and that just took some runs off the Scooter, and we kind of let Scooter sit out places, you know, and stay over here. And I think it made Scooter just that much better, that much stronger, because he went home, you know, went home legs off of it.
That's something that I think probably, especially as these horses develop into prominence, I talk a lot about the logistics of professional rodeo when, you know, guys are trying to get from here to there to and figure out how often they can ride their own horse and things like that. One of the things you do as bulldoggers is try to figure out how many runs you want your horse to make.
Oh, yeah, as a bulldogger, I'm always trying to figure out how many horses I want to use in a year, how many runs per horse, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I mean, as a bulldogger.
We got to take, usually everywhere Scooter goes, he has 4 runs, so he's going to have the runs, so. Well, we tried this year.
Damn it, Scooter's got the runs again.
He would go to Red Lines, Livingston, Cody, and then we would fly up to where the little Bobby horse was, and we'd ride him at St. Paul, you know. So Scooter was just going to hang out. My wife went from there to Calgary, so he got to sit, you know, a lot of places and just relax, and where we would just fly off and ride the other horse.
Any idea how many steers he's run this year, Tyler?
I tell you what, I bet it's half from last year. But yeah, it is a bunch. But this year we never did go for 4 runs. Last year we would help guys out, you know, and that was Scooter's first year really hauling hard. This year we would stick to our 4 guys, and you know, if somebody was off or somebody was flying somewhere else, you know, like we let Riley on the bunch. Riley won a lot of money. Riley runs the north 7 pounds this year, I think, right at 30,000. Duval loves Scooter, you know, and he's had a lot of success on him, and you know, he's just good. He just loves to swim.
Remind me of the story, and I know you've told this before, so please forgive the repetitive question. Remind me of the story of you guys acquiring Scooter and Tyler Wagner.
Yeah, we stole him. We're horse wrestlers. We're Russell.
Did he look at this horse you bought inside and seen, right?
Yeah, no, Lynn Churchill called me and told me there was a good horse up there, and I was interested because Kyle drove a horse sketch the year before, and he reared up. We had a lot of trouble with him at the final, so I was really looking for something to kind of fill that void. And Lynn Church was talking about that horse, and I asked Wax to ride him up there in North Dakota, or Rapid City, I think. And he won the champion challenge, he won the state home at the rodeo, and said he's good, you know. And,
how many guys will ride him at the national finals this year?
Four guys, me,
Wagon's
back, Tyler.
Wow. That's a potential for, I mean, there's going to be a night somewhere where all four of you are, there could be a night when all four of you are 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just you draw the best steer. That horse is that good.
It was like that last year. We took a picture, we did that one time last year. We took a picture of the scoreboard, wherever it was, 1, 2, 3, 4, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of Kyle Irwin, how's he doing? He's a new dad now. Have you talked to him much?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It nah, fuck good. That guy.
It was a big relief. You know, we moved to Big Bill Sunday, and then he flew straight home and had a baby that next morning about 6:45. And it was a big relief off of his back, you know, to be there for it and everything be healthy. You know, it was he could kind of finally breathe and rest after that. So
yeah,
it was a stressful last couple weeks for all of us. And I'm sure glad he got in. I'm sure glad everything was healthy with the baby. So it was good.
Tyler, if I'd have told you 3-4 years ago that someday in your life you were going to own one of the greatest steer wrestling horses ever, would you believe me?
I guess. Well, I don't know.
I always would, you know, run like this. I was sure. I think I would. You know, that's
a dumb question. Just do a terrible fucking question.
One you can just take care of
ask me about horses, but these questions are horse shit if you ask me.
That's what I've always wanted my whole life.
Go fuck yourself. That's from Scooter. Scooter says, fuck you.
That's Tyler Pearson. Tyler, one of the owners of Scooter, the horse of the year for the second straight year at the Bulldogging in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. A couple of Scooter's passengers are up at the Bulldogging here tonight in Waco. The field of steer wrestlers, Gary Gilbert from Florida, Tyler Wagner's back, Jacob Edler from Oklahoma, Jake Johnson from Kansas, Stan Branco, the national finalist from California, Ty Erickson from Montana, Tanner Bruner, and an in-spurs wrangler in the park, Juan Alcazar leading the Southeastern Circuit, Jason Floyd from South Dakota, and Shane Etherton from Indiana. We're in the Bulldogging tonight. Here we go. As we get ready to watch Gary Gilbert, who is from South Dakota, there's a lot of work in the construction business, both in North Texas and in Florida. He's got a real nice horse, Palomino. He's got a Palomino that his haves are sitting on as well. Here he comes, red steer, runs straight. Here he Gilbert jumps, throws his left knee in the ground, goes to the nose, rolls him over, and stops the clock at a 4-6. 4-6 for Gary Gilbert. So 4-6 for Gary Gilbert. The times that have won go-rounds so far here in Waco: Curtis Cassidy last Saturday with a 3-9. Jacob Talley and Scott Gintner split Sunday with a pair of 4.1. Blake Mendeman was 4.2 on Tuesday. And Cameron Borman, the fastest time in the rodeo so far, last night with a 3.5. Here comes the world champion, Tyler Wagner's back. Speaking of Tyler Pearson and the Hayes horse McCallaghan, the horse of the year Scooter, here he comes. Reaches, got his hands on him. Slides, goes to the nose, throws him. It's a 4-2 for Tyler Wags. 4-2. 4-2 for Tyler Wags. I love listening to Pearson tell stories about his Hayes horse McCallaghan and his Bulldogging horse Scooter. Because he says that basically he feels like those two are racing each other. And Randy Corley.
You just say that that dude had a horse named Metallica.
And heads back down to the other end. Jacob Edler is next. From Oklahoma. Tacoma, Oklahoma. 35th with the PRCA. Here he comes. Long reach. Red steer kind of stops, throws his head back up at him, but he's got his hands on him and he rolls him over in 4-3. That's got to be I've never bulldogged a steer in my life, but that's got to be a weird feeling. When you're jumping and your body's coming toward that steer and the steer kind of stops and throws his head back at you. Because you got to be, at some point there, the thought of how many teeth am I going to have left when this is over has got to cross your mind. Adler's a 4-3.
I'm always thinking that.
So now to Jake Johnson. Hamilton, Kansas. And yes, the audience is singing to Sweet Caroline. The semifinals so far in the steer wrestling here in Waco. From bracket number one, Jacob Talley won $4,515. Canadian Curtis Cassidy, the world standings leader, 27.79. And Canadian Scott Gentler, 24.31. From the bracket that ended last night, Oklahoma, Blake Mendeman, college champion, and Badlands Circuit champion.
All right, maybe we'll come back
together with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm sure.
Yeah.
That just was sipping tea or something, right?
He's,
on my arms. Can I get comfortable? Stay on my tiptoes. Old school movie. This is a flip phone. Dude, just flip showing. Where I come from, a space knowing. The grammar is raw. I'm slamming the door. Bass bang, pong in your jaw. I hit him in the head. The hammer is door. Stars and bars. Makes me a general. Anything less makes me a criminal. Gotta dig deep for these boots. Found my room. G-O-P. Sound box with the L-O-G.
I can rep out with 225. I work out with that.
225?
That's what I do. I do my sets with that.
Where are you at, son?
It's Sway in the Morning. Weekday mornings, 8 till noon Eastern on Shade 45.
This is Shade 45.
Hey, get to him when we come. come back. Flies already.
You checking out Shade 45.
Shade 45.
The hype is real.
You all a bunch of fucking assholes. You don't have a guts to be what you want to be.
Distance, and It is wonderful. It comes out in February
of
2019 on my label, Luminel Recordings. And you can hear that track and another single from the album over at GorillaVersusBear.net. And you can pre-order the record on blue vinyl over at AnamonLovesYou.bandcamp.com. Thank you guys for staying up late tonight with me. Gorilla vs. Bear Radio, exclusively on SiriusXMU. My name is Chris from the music blog, GorillaVersusBear.net. And if you happen to have the internet, you can find just about everything you'll hear tonight over at the blog. And you can also follow along with tonight's full playlist over on our Facebook page. And coming up next, as we desperately cling to these last days of summer, we're going to hear a track from an artist from Santiago, Chile, who's currently based in Milan. Her name is Paula Tape, and she has a new 12-inch coming out soon. She just dropped the title track, so we'll hear that. But first, let's hear one from the enchanting new album from Dominique Dumont. The record is called Miniatures de Auto Rhythm, and this is my current favorite track from the album. It's Dominique Dumont on Blog Radio.
Glory. And again, great promotion for Jericho for the cruise that's coming up.
Absolutely. And if Jericho were to show up in Impact, I put that in the same discussion and category as I've always talked about if Daniel Bryan or CM Punk would have come back to Ring of Honor. It's better for the wrestling business. If Chris Jericho were to go back to WWE tomorrow, is that really that big of a deal?
It's not. It would be, at the moment, it would be surprised that you would have a pop, there's no doubt. But then you're right, it would fall back right into the pack. It wouldn't be that big of a deal at the end of the day.
As far as his storyline was concerned, it wouldn't fall back into the pack, because Chris makes sure that his storylines are always at the forefront of the company. But if he shows up, yay, we've done that. If he were to show up in Impact, it would create such a buzz that that's good for the entire wrestling world, because now we have people talking about Impact.
Yeah, not really.
People talking about, you know, Ring of Honor, New Japan, and Madison Square Garden, Final Battle. They're talking about all wrestling companies, which is better for the entire wrestling business.
And, I mean, it's safe to say that the name Chris Jericho is much bigger than the name Impact Wrestling, correct?
Yes.
So if Chris Jericho, just like with New Japan, I'm sure there's a lot of fans that didn't watch New Japan, but once Chris Jericho went there, some people, especially here in the States, might have started tuning into New Japan because, wow, Chris Jericho is there. This is something I want to see. You know, maybe there was a lot of people who didn't watch All In live but watched the replay because they found out that Chris Jericho made an appearance. You know what? If Chris Jericho wound up at Bound for Glory on Sunday, I'm sure next Thursday a lot more people would tune into Impact Wrestling because Chris Jericho made an appearance.
There's no doubt. And in this past week, from what I understand, their numbers were very low again. So a guy like Jericho showing up, if he were going to show up at Bound for Glory, and then the possibility of him turning up on their TV show would definitely help them spike the ratings. But here's my question. Showing up at Bound for Glory and causing a stir is one thing. If you were to show up on their television show, who do you see the being a natural fit for Chris Jericho?
That's a great question. I mean, maybe, you know, if you're going to have a Chris Jericho, you're probably going to have him somewhere near the main event. So maybe he challenges Austin Aries. I don't know. Just because I would think that you would want to use Chris Jericho similar to the way New Japan used Chris Jericho.
Does Chris Jericho versus Austin Aries do anything for you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it do?
I'm excited to see, you know, Austin Aries against Chris Jericho. There's actually a few people that I would be excited to see Chris Jericho face.
Like who?
On that. Eli Drake. I think Johnny Impact would actually be something that people would like to see. Matt Sydal against Chris Jericho, that's something I would want to see. But probably the biggest match for me would be Austin Aries.
Gotcha. I like the Austin idea just because it revolves around the World Heavyweight Championship. I'd almost like to see something completely different out of Jericho. Could you imagine if Jericho showed up, you know, not dressed up or just as Chris Jericho? Could you imagine if somebody like Abyss were to lay him out? I mean, I'm just talking things that are totally, totally different. Like, we've seen Jericho with all of these other people. What if he were to go in a totally different direction? What if you saw Chris Jericho versus Abyss in a barbed wire massacre or a Monsters
Ball? A Monsters Ball match.
Yeah, I'm totally outside the box.
Yeah, and I think with Chris Jericho, I think what he's teaching you now is that you do have to look outside the box. Because he's doing something that, like you said, you'd have to go back to the territory days or even the Monday Night Wars. This is something that we've never seen anybody do in the last 20 years.
Well, we'll keep our eyes open. If the place is already sold out, like we talked about, I'm sure Impact is going to put on as good of a show as they did for Slammiversary. At least they better, because what momentum they have to keep going. We gave Slammiversary some high praise across the board. It was a great show. Hopefully they follow it up and they give us a surprise.
Yeah, they have to do. And speaking of surprises, you're going to have Ortiz and Santana, LAX, in studio with us in hour number 3. But also, too, and something that we're going to play, some audio we're going to play. We played a little bit on Tuesday with Mark Henry. But there was a sit-down interview with The Undertaker, with Mark Calloway, with a preacher friend of his that he was completely out of character. And I think as fans, we just are not used to seeing that. And also as a fan, boy, I don't know if I was happy about seeing The Undertaker in that position. We're going to get into that and play some of the audio and piggyback from it because there's some interesting things. 877-344-4893. 877-FIGHT93. When Bully and I are back right here on Busted Open.
Get off the dirt sheets and get the real story about the biggest stories in pro wrestling. You're listening to Busted Open.
Yeah.
Well, they should know. On Sirius XM, the Beatles channel. Oh.
I'm just too big to respond to it.
mid 70s. Let's see if I'm close. Watching the scoreboard as we wait on Randy Corley and GC Long, the in-house announcers. I was a little high. 71 and a half for Nick LaDuke.
I'm a little high.
Ever wonder why or how to best use your logo to grow your business?
Yes.
Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories.
Nice digital magazine.
To everyone who texts GO33 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business.
Hello, yes, I would like your free e-magazine.
Absolutely free by texting GO33 to 88988. That's GO33 to 88988.
WWE Network next Wednesday, 8 p.m. live in the UK, and then you'll be able to watch it here in the States at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So NXT UK starting next Wednesday.
That seems like a logical next step for them with all the stuff they have going on in the UK, right?
Yeah, and the popularity of pro wrestling in the UK right now, of course, you saw this coming.
And it'll be on the network, right? So this goes back to, you know, I always tell you that, you know, they need content. So this is just more content for the network. The wrestling scene in the UK is really, really hot. And who did we have on just a couple of, about a week ago, who was telling us about it? There's the English wrestler.
Oh, Jimmy Havoc. We had that last week,
Yep, Jimmy Havoc was telling us about the whole UK scene. I witnessed it with my own eyes. A lot of independents over there doing really good business, obviously, with WWE. I have an NXT over there. I'm sure it'll be flourishing. So more content for the network, more wrestling for you diehard wrestling fans.
And here's the thing. This to me kind of affects like an Impact Wrestling that's on Thursday nights. Think about it. You know, if you're a pro wrestling fan, you got Raw on Monday, you got SmackDown on Tuesday.
Don't do it, steal that number to my own.
law and dangerous, says that sign. Against the law and dangerous. In my documentary about me.
By my friends. It's cool because I never liked them.
Heard about how I got the shorts, put that into a boy when
Danny Brown from my birthplace of Detroit, Michigan. That was Lonely. And you are currently listening to the Gorilla vs. Bear radio program, Sirius XMU. I'm here every single Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, all the way till midnight. That's 7 to 9 on the West Coast. And if you'd like, you can come visit us 24 hours a day at GorillaVersusBear.net. I also started a record label this year called Luminel Recordings, and we are off to quite a start. We already mentioned Anamon earlier in the show. Their debut LP, Beat My Distance, is out in February 2019 on Luminel. And these next two artists are also on the label. All the way from Oslo, Das Body. That is the project of Ellie Linden and her band. They just...
All right. I'm just gonna go lay down. Have a good night, everybody. I'll see you later.